you're launching into the third hour of the program, you can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. The number is 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature allows you to create the content on the website. You submit something, whatever you find online that you think is interesting, submit it to the site. Other listeners will then see it and vote on it, whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So head over there. Get interactive. Still to come, the Bubble Congress. We've got to talk about that. And the number one most economically free country in the world, and those that aren't so free, we'll get to that too. But first, to the phones and the fun, we go to Kenny in Florida. On Kenny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Kenny the player in the house once again. What's up?
Kenny the player. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, so let me start off with a disclaimer. What I'm about to say does not apply to all women, and it doesn't apply to all men, but to most. Last week, when Scott the Bigot was talking about relationships, he said that most women, I'm not sure how he said it, but he said that most women are out to, they're trying to get something from the man.
Okay.
And you all said that, well, that's a negative way of looking, and that's pretty much not the right way to look. But the way I heard it is that what you all were saying and what he was saying is essentially the same thing, only the wording was different. Well, he was saying that women want something from him and he wants something from the women. You all were saying, well, that's not the right way of doing it, but you all should be trying to help each other something to achieve whatever it is. And I think that's the same thing, only you're taking out the socially unacceptable phrase and putting it in with the politically correct one.
Well, did you hear the vitriol with which he said it? I don't remember distinctly, but I do remember him being very disappointed that women might want something. And I would agree with you that all social interactions are, both people, either they walk away happier about, what has gone on, or they walk away unhappier and unlikely to participate in that interaction again. So if it's a relationship and you want somebody to continue to interact with you on that level, then you're going to have to make them feel like they've gotten something from the exchange.
Absolutely. It depends on how you approach things. Do you approach things from the perspective of a Scott the Bigot, who believes the world is out to get him, who believes that women are out to get him, who believes that, he's just trying to be taken advantage of, someone's trying to
Apparently
take advantage
Jews
of
Jews are out to get him, too.
Or, and he'll attract that, too. If that's his
sure
opinion,
he'll
attract women like that to him to make himself right.
So do you approach it from that perspective, or do you approach it from the perspective of what do I have that I can bring to this relationship so I can get what I want? How can I help this person get what she wants or what he wants in return so they can help me get what I want? Of course, it's a give and a take sort of thing, and everybody is bringing something to the table. We're entering into relationships because we believe we're going to get something that's enriching from it. If we all believe that we would be able to be just fine on our own, I mean, we are just generally fine on our own, but we can be better when we're co-creating, if you will, with another human being. So I think it depends on the approach, and I think that makes a huge difference, all the difference.
And Scott tends to paint with a very broad brush about almost everything I've heard him talk about.
Kenny?
I think, how do I say this? What was it, his wording? Because I'm not talking about his anti-Semitic comments. I'm against that 100. But I'm talking about, we talking about relationships. What was his wording? Exactly what was his wording that didn't sit too well with you all?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know, man.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done 20-something hours of radio since then.
I heard him call another radio show, the Howie Carr Show. I happened to hear he called that show the other day, and Howie Carr hung up on him.
Well, wow. Howie Carr's a hack. Anyway.
True, but I mean, he called in that show. He likes to call in the shows, obviously.
Yeah, he's a professional caller, apparently. He's called Ed Schultz. He's called Stephanie Miller, apparently.
I wonder if he's disabled, just sits at home and does that.
I think he's just disabled in his mind, Mark, because he cannot get along with other human beings. He only wants to talk to people that are white Christian males. Anyway, we're getting aside from the track here. To generalize what his wording was, I mean, I can generally recall. I mean, it's essentially what you said, was that he believes that, women are out to get him, basically.
I don't think they are.
But what does that mean, out to get him, though?
I got the impression that they wanted something from him, that he felt that they wanted something from him, and I don't know whether he has that thing to provide. I can't imagine he does, whatever it is.
Well, that's true.
I'm sorry, what?
That's true.
Right. I mean, women don't like him because he's an a-hole, and he hates people, and he doesn't have compassion towards others.
Well, I agree with that, but... You know, I'm a huge fan of Tom Likas. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Sure. Likas 101.
You want me to blow you up, baby?
Yes. I remember him when I lived in L.A. He was on the radio every day in the afternoon during drive time, and I loved his show.
But he had his remarks. But essentially, he was saying the same thing, where it's, you know, relationships, at least for a man and a woman, it's a supply and demand kind of thing, and it's, you know, to see it as anything else, I think it's, you know, you're fooling yourself.
I
agree. However, it's like, let's look at the hamburger situation. So when you go into the restaurant and they give you a hamburger, you're not upset when they ask you for the price. So what Scott is upset about the price. I can't believe they want a price for this hamburger. So, like, if you're not willing to pay the price, then you're not going to get whatever it is that they're offering.
Ooh.
So what are they offering? I don't know, companionship, sex, a better life. Those are pretty good things.
Mark, you make it sound like it's prostitution.
What? What?
I said, Mark, you make it sound like it's prostitution.
I'm not going to call it prostitution. I think that you get much more out of a wife than you do. Believe me, a wife will cost you a lot more than a prostitute will in a long run.
Absolutely, but the prostitute isn't going to love you. You know, the prostitute, you're not going to have those feelings there and that experience, likely, with a prostitute. Mm-hmm. I mean, most prostitutes are not Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. It's not going to end up that way. They're just, you're a client, and that's all. Do you believe that you're a client of the women you're in relationships with?
Do I believe I'm a client? No, because I don't associate myself with women who are just out for my resources. Resources being money, cars, free dinners, mm-hmm. so on and so forth like that. I don't associate myself with those kind of women.
That's good.
But most women, not all women. They're like that. Even though if they make their own money, they still prefer a man that has more resources than them.
Which man wouldn't prefer? What man wouldn't prefer to have a woman? I think a lot of men would also prefer to have a sugar mama, if you will. I mean, who wouldn't want to have a situation like that?
Well, it's not all it's cracked up to be.
I understand that, Wayne. It's nice to be self-sufficient and all, but I think that's a pretty attractive situation.
I didn't. I've dated a lot of women in my time, and my experience has never been that they have been overtly mercenary in what it is that they've wanted or anything like that. They've never demanded gifts. They've never, said. They've always, to a person, wanted was more of my time and more of my emotional energy, mm-hmm. and not more of my physical resources. Maybe I'm just lucky at picking them out, but that's not the way I see the world, and that has not been what I've experienced. Have some of them wanted to quit their jobs and have me support them going on and, you know, be a housewife or something like that? Sure, that's happened, but, mm-hmm. That's been the only evidence supporting what you have to say.
But I think yes, Mark, you are lucky, because I was listening was a couple of years back where it was on Valentine's Day, and Ian was saying that women who don't get a gift tend to act a certain way, and if they act a certain way, you know, their goal there is, and I agree with that. And most women, if you don't get them a gift on certain days of the week...
There's no doubt. There are women like that.
People will people respect days, and I tend not to do that. But, I mean, when Valentine's Day comes up, you got to kind of look at, you know, what it...
But Kenny's right about that. There's a certain amongst some people, and
I think
just
most
women.
People want a gift on Valentine's Day if they're in a
relationship. There is an expectation that gifts will
be a diamond, dude.
Right. There's, but some women have those expectations. I agree with Kenny on that. I don't think it's all of them. And we're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or that one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
And this is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features free. We've got listening options, live streams, broadband and dial-up versions, webcam, listen lines, a light to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, our free satellite feed, as well as 90 radio stations across the country. We just cracked into the 90s And it's all thanks to listeners like you supporting the show in various ways, like the Free Talk Live AMP program. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. But you can always listen in over at listen.freetalklive.com, and you can do it for free.
So you lead an active lifestyle. No matter what you do, there never seems to be enough time to get everything done.
Boy, tell me about it.
With grocery shopping, mall trips, kids baseball, you need a helping hand. The Totosac. It seems like wherever you go, you're carrying more than you can handle. Groceries, clothes, sports equipment. All this can make can take its toll on one's back, hands, not to mention your patience. You need a way to simplify your life. The game engineering has developed the Totosac for one reason, to make your tasks easier. While Totosac won't be able to clear your schedule or solve some of life's bigger problems, it will make trips to the store and other places where you carry bundles around a lot less painful. Go check out the Totosac at totosac.us, TOTASAK.US, and to see the Totosac, buy a family pack today, give it to your family and friends. You won't believe how much easier your life will be once you've had a Totosac. You won't want to carry groceries without it. Totosac.us.
Coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totosac. Stay tuned for that opportunity. It's coming up here in a little bit. 800-259-9231 is the call-in line number. You'll need that number to get on the air with us. The contest lines will be different. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about relationships with Kenny the Playa. He is still with us here. And so, Kenny... we were just before the break there, you were talking about the idea of gold diggers and people that were, you know, females, but I think males can be gold diggers too.
Yes.
The people that are interested in milking a relationship for all it's worth monetarily and in other ways. And is it your allegation that that there's a significant portion of people out there that are like this?
I wouldn't say, like I said 2 nights ago, I wouldn't call those women gold diggers because they have their own money. You know, they don't need a man's money. But the phrase that you usually hear, like on Oprah and relationship books, is that women want a man that's at least on their level, quote unquote. And so I guess you could say it's gold digger like or gold digger ish, but not gold digger. I wouldn't go that far because the woman has her own money. And yes, I would say.
So you're talking. You're only specifically addressing financially sound women in this particular case.
Correct. And I would say because our society, you know, women make their own money for the most part. You know, most women are independent. But yes, I would say that most women, that's the status quo in our society.
So
because when they're little.
I guess I have this question. Is it gold digger-like behavior to expect, a man to pay for a date or two, to
yes,
expect gifts at, certain holidays and stuff like that?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So
because,
you're saying
because,
that...
Hold on, wait a minute. Because with the expectation, it comes with entitlement. Because you're a woman, you expect, which means you're taking the stand of entitlement because you have something in between your legs that's different from mine. You get to have free dinners and call open car doors and all that other foolishness, and that doesn't make any sense to me.
Hey, you know, if you don't want it, you don't have to pay for it. Now the point I'd like to make is that, you know, there's societal norms, and some of those norms are in the first couple of dates the guy'll pay, and after that maybe you start looking at who's gonna split and that kind of thing. And there's also norms that say that on holidays you give your loved ones gifts, and that if you don't give gifts to those loved ones, you don't love them. And those are the
that's a stupid norm. I have to agree with Kenny.
You don't have to like it.
I think that some traditions are really dumb.
I'm not talking about spending a whole bunch of money. You can buy people inexpensive gifts. You don't have to spend hundreds of dollars in order to give somebody a gift.
I think
they
giving
just
a gift out of
something from their loved one.
Yeah, I think giving a gift out of a societal norm is really a kind of a cheesy way to give a gift. I think that gift
and
giving
also,
makes the most sense.
I think not giving a gift because you're a stinking miser is a cheesy way to get out of it.
That's not what I was talking about. I'm talking
also,
about giving a gift when a gift is an appropriate thing to give, when you have the when you have a right opportunity to give. That's not some sort of contrived opportunity.
Yeah. When it's a surprise, it's always better. When someone expects a gift from you, it's slavery.
Absolutely.
But and also, it's also a societal norm to have faith in the state and military also. So
what?
Faith in a spade?
It's also a societal norm to have faith in the state and military.
Yeah, that's true.
Indeed, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that is every battle worth fighting? And I don't think it is. I think that you can get and give small gifts between your loved ones.
It's not a battle. You just talk about it in the beginning of the relationship, and that's the problem is solved. You address that issue, and if you're with somebody that's expecting big lavish gifts, then yeah, you are dealing with somebody who's looking for something more.
I would agree with you.
Certain parts of the country are worse about this than others. For example, when I lived out in Los Angeles and I worked in Hollywood, I used to go to a lot of Hollywood parties, and there were a lot of gold diggers at these parties. In fact, one of my friends would come to visit me from Texas, and he was a doctor. And we go to these parties, and we start thinking about, oh, what kind of menial jobs can we make up? Because we'd go to the party, and we'd stand there and sip on a drink, and some girls would come up. And the first thing they want to ask you is,
what do you do?
Exactly. What do you do? Because
looking dollar signs.
Exactly.
In their eyes, right?
So we would always make up these semi-menial jobs that we did and really sell it, you know, matter-of-factly. And then
I'm a garbage man.
And then they'd walk away. And then we start laughing, and they look back at us like, what are you looking at? What are you laughing at, losers? You're the losers. And we think, no, you're the losers. This guy's a doctor.
And Tom Likas once said on the show that lying in those situations is a fantastic strategy because the women are looking strictly for money. I mean, being honest will work against you.
Kenny, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I agree with a lot of things he said, but a lot of the negativity, yeah. I certainly don't agree with. Again, specifically the idea.
It sounds like a combative situation. If you're expecting combat, single combat with your inside of your relationships against, and you're going to dominate, and everything that you expect a relationship to look like is how the relationship is going to look like. You know, good luck. I think you'll find that combat you're looking for.
Yeah, the world mirrors you back. Whatever you put out, you get back.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I do not generally exchange gifts with my wife simply because we are not interested in doing the shopping. We are interested in paying off our debts. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where we're at. You know, she's not easy to buy for. She doesn't want much. So, you know, these things don't affect me. However, I don't think it's that big of a deal to buy a $30 gift for your wife on Valentine's Day.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, it just all depends on whether or not you're with someone who thinks that's a contrivance or not. And if you are with someone who thinks that's a contrivance, then you're with the right person. If you're me, 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Helen, listening in Ithaca. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi there. I think the conversation is diverted from where it started out.
Well, tell you what, we're going to let you bring it back to wherever you want to take it because this is Free Talk Live. So hang on. More with Helen in a moment. 800-259-9231. If you want the Tota Sack, a two-pack of them, call in now. The number is different. It's 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Call in now to win a two-pack of the Tota Sack at totasack.us. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and branded M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. The number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Your comments on relationships, certainly welcome. And if we get a chance, we'll tell you about the Bubble Congress here in a little bit. Wayne's got that story for us. But Kenny, the playa, had called in from Florida to bring up a number of points regarding relationships. And we're going to continue here with your calls on that in just a moment. But first, Freedom's Phoenix.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Speaking of updates, if you want to get the latest on what's going on with Free Talk Live, you can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for our email updates list or join our Twitter or Facebook. You can do that all at news.freetalklive.com, and it's totally free. We go back to Helen listening to WNYY in Ithaca, New York. Hello, Helen.
Hi there.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts were that I don't like women being poor. Actually, there are more women in the job market right now than there are men. And that women are being portrayed as, like, we're all, like, gold diggers and stuff.
No, I don't think anyone portrayed all women on in that way.
Your first caller did. You guys didn't.
I think Kenny made the point of saying not all women are like this. But he certainly has had an experience. It seems like he's had experiences in his life with women who would qualify.
Well, I wonder why he calls himself Kenny the Playa.
Yeah, I couldn't care less. Where, like, any time I go to a restaurant, I know I'm a better cook. I've worked as a chef, you know. Like, I don't want guys to take me out to dinner for good food because I can make it better myself. You know?
And it's fun to make food with a loved one in the kitchen as well. There's a little bit of bonding that goes on there.
Pinching.
Yeah, and I think people really should be looking for a soulmate, and that's someone to be, like, paying their bills, you know.
Exactly.
I agree completely.
You know, and this is my experience in life with the women that I've dated, is that they're looking for somebody to spend their life with. They're not looking for somebody to buy them stuff. And, you know, I think to some extent that Kenny the Playa is acting like a guy that has the expectation that that's how things are going to be, and he's getting life that way. If I go to bars expecting there to be drunk jerks that want to fight, I'll bet I find them, you know?
Absolutely. Yes.
So life is, to some extent, about what you're looking for, whether you're looking for it in a positive or looking for it in a negative way.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for someone who shares my values and stuff, you know?
It's not easy to find sometimes. There's a
Absolutely.
Lot of levels to connect on.
And when you get into a relationship, you're, like I was saying earlier, I'd imagine, Helen, that you are, you're interested in creating something with that person. You're not interested in seeing what you can get from that person. You want to bring something to the table. You want to bring something to the table. You want to help that person be successful. You want to help that person get what he wants or what she wants out of life. So the person you care about is happy. I mean, what could be more important than the happiness of the person that you want to be partners with?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm the exception to the rule. I don't think that most, I mean, I have a lot of female friends, and they're not walking around trying to find people to pay their bills. You know?
Thank you, Helen. I appreciate
it. Wait a second. Helen, what do you think about buying gifts for loved ones on holidays?
You should buy them whatever they really covet or something they really want, and if you can save the money up for it, then you should give it to them, you know. Something positive.
Thank you, Helen, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bing in Kentucky. Bing, you're on Free Talk Live. Bing, Kentucky.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your
mind?
I
just wanted to say, in my experience, most women don't tend to be that way. I think he might be looking for people at the club, so to speak, since
he says he doesn't go to clubs, strangely.
Oh, well, that seems to be the kind of type of person that would go there.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, I have dated a few women, and it seems to be that most of them have the intention to try to build something and create something that's good. I would say with my current girlfriend, every good experience that I've had has been when we were either building something or talking or doing something. It's not about the gifts. It's not about the things that I can buy her or that she can buy me. It's just simply about spending good quality time together.
How do you feel about buying gifts on obligation holidays?
Started with, I kind of want to just spend time on holidays, maybe go out for dinner. I mean, that doesn't bother me at all to spend a little bit of money on that. I just, like the previous caller, I just want to do something that's special for that person that makes them happy and makes them feel important. And I think
I think that's something that I want to do in a relationship on a regular basis. I don't want to wait
for
a holiday to have some excuse to try to make someone feel special.
Right. I don't look for an excuse for that. I try to think of ways to do that every day, to be
there
honest
you go.
With you.
Way to go, Bing. Thanks for the call and
right,
thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Amos is on the line listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Amos.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I just, Mark and Ian probably know this from being in Florida. You probably have heard about it. You know, if a guy, I guess it's still this case, if a guy is fairly good looking, you know, like a single guy, and doesn't have anything to do, about this time of year, you know, down at Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale and Boca Raton, those places, there's a lot of these old-witted women that, their husbands died, and a lot of them are like their husband was a corporation president or something. They go down there in the winter, spend the winter down there in Florida, and they go to these parties every week, you know, constantly, because a lot of them they do to raise money for charities and so forth. But a lot of these ladies, they just want some good-looking guy just to walk in with them. And then once they walk in, they visit with their girlfriends, and you're pretty much free to roam around and eat and drink and be merry and all that. And I understand some of these guys go down there and they just kind of, they just lounge around the mansion, during the day or go around the beach or something.
Where did you hear about that?
Oh, it's been going on for years. I thought maybe some of you younger guys might know something about it.
Yeah, I do.
So you're saying it's an older lady that wants to have a young man on
her? Well, like women. I don't know. These are women that are, say in their 60s, 70s.
But they're not cougars. They're not interested in having sex with the men?
No, they just mainly want an escort to walk in with, because their tradition, they don't go to these parties by
themselves.
Wayne's
nodding his head. You've done this, Wayne.
I haven't done it, but I've had friends who have. I've had a chance to do it, but I just never feel comfortable doing it.
If you're fairly good looking, it's not really a romantic thing. You just kind of you're just kind of more of an escort. You kind of bring them in there.
Your arm candy is what you are.
Yeah, it's just so they don't feel. They like to have a man bring them into these exclusive parties, and then they take them, take them back.
And
to
you're saying party. They're financially set. They're actually, sitting on the money from hubby who passed away.
Yeah, like some guy at the corporate. Now, I don't know about Palm Beach, but you got some of the richest people in the world.
Yeah, West Palm Beach. Yeah,
places like that.
Thanks for sharing that.
Enterprising young man that might not have anything else to do. If he's good looking, he might want to head down there this winter.
I don't know how you make those connections, who you have to know, or what, how you end up in those circles.
I worked at a health club for a couple of years, and my experience, I was hit on by more than one older gal, mm-hmm. But I didn't get the impression they were going to stop with arm holding it as we walked in.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, but I just maybe go down there and get a job like as a caddy or working around a tennis center or something, or like you say, a fitness club, something like that.
Wear a tight shirt. Guys.
Amos, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
Kind of sounds like something that falls into your lap that you don't go looking for,
It would seem that way.
It finds you.
Yeah, I don't imagine there are too many male escort services that are servicing older ladies. I'd imagine most male escort services are servicing men. 1-800,
I guess.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've got some insight into what Amos was talking about. Maybe you've been there and done that. You can share your story. Bring up whatever you want. And if we get a chance, we'll talk about Bubble Congress in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Time enough for your thoughts, your calls, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. It actually allows you to control the content of the website. That's the main feature, but there are all kinds of, there are all kinds of other interactive features there that you can get involved with at no cost to you. It's a free site, but there are ways to support the show. One of those ways is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And that basically means that you're sending $3 a month into the show, and that money's being combined with other people's $3 a month, and it's all being reinvested into Free Talk Live. We're using that money to get on more radio stations around the country. We just announced last night brand new stations, three new stations, WFDM in Fort Walton Beach on both the AM and the FM band, plus KFNA in Abilene, Texas, jumping on board, bringing us up to 90 radio affiliates from coast to coast. So it's thanks to listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers that helps make this expansion possible in a much faster manner, because you really are essentially accelerating the process of Free Talk Live getting on other radio stations and thereby exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and podcast and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. All right, Wayne, let's talk about the Bubble Congress. What's going on? I thought this was an Onion article when you shared the concept with me.
Yes, I know. It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Onions, the Onion newspaper is a
satire.
Yeah, satire.
Satire paper.
In the wake of a mass shooting in Arizona that left six dead and one congresswoman in the hospital, some Republican lawmakers seem to be the most worried about finding ways to protect themselves. Representative Dan Burton, Republican from Indiana, wants to enclose the House gallery in a transparent and substantial material, such as plexiglass, an aide told CBS News.
We need a laser shield!
His legislation aims to keep the public from being able to throw explosives or other materials at members while they are on the House floor. It is not the first time Burton has proposed such a measure.
Wait, point of information. Maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention. Where is this shield thing supposed to go?
Around the gallery, I guess that's where the congressmen and women gather to talk, and you know the inner core there where they all sit.
I see. So there's an area in which the regular folk, the unwashed masses, can sit, and so they're basically saying that there needs to be a shield in between those areas.
Interesting, isn't
it? Gotcha.
So, but it's not the first time he's proposed such a measure. An earlier bill reads, the architect, quote, the architect of the Capitol shall enclose the visitors' galleries of the House of Representatives with a transparent and substantial material and shall insist equipment shall install equipment so that the proceedings on the floor of the House of Representatives will be clearly audible in the galleries. The bill cites past attacks on Congress, including the 1915 bombing by anti-war protesters.
1915.
Yeah, exactly. That's how irrational this gets. Mm-hmm. The shooting of five members of Congress during the vote in 1954, and a 1971 bomb placed in the Senate bathroom by the Weather Underground. It's not clear how the proposed legislation would have made a difference in the case of the Weather Underground bomb. Another GOP congressman, Representative Peter King of New York, is advancing a bill that would make it a crime to bring a firearm within 1,000 feet of a government official.
Oh, my God!
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg...
A federal government official, presumably, right?
I suppose so, just as a government official here.
Because that's going to be a real problem for New Hampshire, where we have open carry, and anybody can walk around with a gun in pretty much anywhere they want. There are a few exceptions to that rule. I think maybe school campuses, for instance, but...
I think that should mean that the federal officials aren't allowed to come within 1,000 feet of somebody who has a firearm.
That's better, but how do you know where a government official is at any time?
Lock their butts up if they come within 1,000 feet of somebody who has a gun.
Just keep them locked up in their little plexiglass chamber all the time.
Right. You know, I mean, just the fact that you have a gun on you does not mean that you're going to do anything with it. And the idea that, that you, as the person who has the gun, should be held responsible, why shouldn't the federal official who, isn't supposed to be within 1,000 feet of you, why shouldn't they get locked up?
I just think it's interesting here that this government, this is a Republican that was proposing the first idea.
Republican.
And then a Democrat on the second one. The Republican, the supposedly small government party, right, the small government Republicans, they're really focusing on making government smaller. Oh, no, he's planning on increasing, he wants to, this is essentially an increase in the government because it's going to require funding and all of that.
Actually, these are both Republican congressmen, and then the New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg, who's also a so-called Republican, released a statement Tuesday backing the measure proposed by this other guy.
But if the Republicans were actually in there to make things better as far as reducing the government's involvement in people's lives, reducing their footprint in individuals and the control that they have over our lives, if they were actually doing that, I would think that'd be relatively popular. Like, they wouldn't have too much to be afraid of. But no, they're bombing people, they're killing people.
They're passing laws that most people don't want. They're ramming things through.
Yeah.
People are very upset.
And they know this, right? These are indicators that these congresspeople know they feel like they're being targeted by the crazies out there. And there's a reason why. They're hurting folks. I'm not saying it's justified what the guy did over the weekend.
It's not at all.
It was not justified for the people to attack on 9/11. It's never justified to use violence in retaliation, I think, for violence. I don't think that solves problems. But I understand. I understand why people are angry. I understand why people flew planes into buildings. And I understand why people might want to attack these folks in Congress. I understand it all.
I'm for this plexiglass shield thing. I just hope it locks from the outside.
Exactly.
I hope we could just keep them in there.
All right, where did you get that joke from? That wasn't
yours.
Give a
little exercise wheel, some water they can drink out of the little thing with the little ball in it. That's what we need.
Well, can we actually have them have balls on the street level, too? That way we can watch them.
No, don't let them out.
But
you lose them.
They wouldn't be the pets of us. They're still the pets for the people who donate to the campaigns.
These are valuable people that need to be protected. So I wouldn't let them out at all.
Yeah, I just think this really is interesting because it just shows, especially the one where they want a plexiglass divider, basically, between them and the little people. I mean, as though they haven't pushed you far away from their activities enough. They've already, winged you over to the side. You're already off somewhere else, and you can barely see what's going on, and now they want to put a big shield in front of what it is that they're doing.
Why can't, if they would just act in the interests of their constituents rather than the people that they're working for, then I think there wouldn't be any problems. But
well, they can't do that, Wayne, because the constituents have different interests. So how do you act in the interest of the constituents when they disagree?
Well, look, I think
it's impossible.
I wouldn't justify any act of violence. I just think that a lot of people are very, very upset, and not all people know how to express their rage over all these bills that have been passed that nobody wanted, like the health care bill, like the food fascism bill, and everything else.
70% of Americans don't want to see the debt ceiling raised next week. What do you think is going to happen?
It's going up.
It's going up, you bet. It's just another brick in the wall.
Why do they even have it? Why don't they just wipe it out?
Send your congressman a letter, quick!
And the Democrats are also planning their own legislation in reaction to these shootings. That's how irrational everyone gets. Why can't people just sit back and not talk and not blurt out ridiculous things and blame people.
Well, that's what they have to react, Wayne. They have to pander to the people that voted for them. They have to make it look like we're doing something. This is important. It's our country. They attacked our government when they attacked this woman. Of course, they're not really concerned about the other five people. But this is an attack on our government, and now we need to just tighten down. We need to bend down the hatches. We need to make sure that nobody can get in here that we don't want in here. And we'll spend whatever it takes to do it because it's not our money. It's yours.
Well, these people would love to have armed guards and things like that.
That's what they're moving towards.
They would love to be that. I mean, you know, they'd love to have the limos carting them around and being treated like they're, you know, the president too. And then once they, they're done with their term, then they want it for then too. You can believe these people want that kind of protection.
They want to feel important. They want to feel like they're critical to the existence of the country.
Yeah, and there's always that small percentage in any society of those princes and princesses who think they're better than everyone else, and they think that they should live off other people.
And they run for office every time.
Yes, they do.
And I'm glad to use that term because it's really what these people are. They're parasites. They're parasites with huge egos, right? At least the ticks and the fleas that are sucking the blood out of your dog or cat, maybe. If you've got them, you shouldn't, though. You should get some sort of advantage or something like that. But if you have fleas and ticks, at least they don't have the expanded ego, the big head, so to speak, that these politicians
do. They're not
do.
Self-aggrandizing sociopaths.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so 800-259-9231, that'll be the number for you to dial in tomorrow night to take control of the airwaves. And now, neither of these have gone through. These are proposals, Wayne, that are on the table.
And a lot of the gun control advocates are advocating bills that will limit the number of bullets you can have in a clip, because some of those high-capacity clips, like the one that this wacko used, they want to try to outlaw that. That's the real problem. You know, many martial arts teachers say, the mind is a weapon, everything else is just a tool.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Tonight, it has been Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Again, back tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Have a great night. See you then. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.